Well, we know the vaccine rollout has been delayed by multiple hurdles, and now there are fears that Australia could be left at the back of the queue again as the world's focus turns from vaccines to treatments. The federal government is yet to secure supplies of COVID therapy drugs, which are used to treat cases in their early, most infectious stages. Dan Oakes reports.
Jane Fletcher was 19 when she was told she had just months to live. A deadly virus was attacking her body. Fortunately, a lung transplant gave her a second shot at life. 28 years later, she faces a new challenge brought about by the pandemic.
It's been a very frightening time for me. Literally, it meant that I've been in isolation for a significant amount of that time.
Because of the transplant, like many other Australians, Jane is immunocompromised, which means COVID poses a greater risk of killing her. It also means vaccines might not be effective for her and others like her.
You know, I knew early on that if I caught COVID, my chances of survival were pretty much zero.
As Australia moves towards a future where COVID is ever present in the community, COVID treatments, as distinct from vaccines, will become increasingly important. But Jane Fletcher is concerned the federal government is not moving fast enough to secure stocks of the anti-COVID drugs.
COVID's not going away, and these treatments, if they're available and if there's scientific merit for them, then yes, absolutely, the government should be putting funds towards procuring them.
At the moment, the only drug widely used to treat COVID patients in Australia is a steroid that reduces inflammation of the lungs. However, it's only effective on patients who are already hospitalised with severe symptoms. A range of drugs called monoclonal antibodies are already being used elsewhere in the world to treat patients in the early, most infectious stages. Pharmaceutical giant GlaxoSmithKline has a monoclonal antibody drug waiting for approval by the Therapeutic Goods Administration, but said in a statement to the ABC, the pathway to access in Australia remains unclear, despite the fact the drug is already being used in other countries. Associate Professor Stephen Tong from the Doherty Institute heads the Australasian COVID Trials, or ASCOT.
I think there's absolutely a great need, an urgent need, for us to have better treatments for patients with COVID. It's hard to foresee when we'll get our vaccination rates sufficiently high in the first place. We'll still have vulnerable members of the population.
ASCOT is evaluating a number of COVID treatments. Associate Professor Tong said that if the government had the opportunity to begin securing effective treatments now, it should do so quickly.
The sooner we have these treatments available, the better. And if we can expedite that process, we should do everything in our power to do so.
Federal Shadow Health Minister Mark Butler said the government should not be waiting for the TGA to grant final approval for treatments before striking deals with manufacturers to secure drug supplies.
That's got to go through the proper approval processes. But last year we saw the government be far too slow in making sure that we purchase sufficient and adequate supplies of the vaccines. We can't see that happen again for these new medicines or treatments that will provide an additional layer of protection.
The ABC sent questions to Health Minister Greg Hunt, but was directed to the Department of Health.
Dan Oakes reporting.